Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 84, Sucky Things, by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, it's Dr. Neil again, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Happy Thursday. I can't believe it's almost to the weekend already. Now, before you know it, we'll be doing another one of our monthly drawings to give away a book. Now, if you want to have a chance to win, you just need to be a part of our free weekly newsletter before then. You can enter your email address at oldpodcast.com, or for a faster way to join, just text the word Batman to the number 44222. Now, today's inspirational quote comes from Chip and Dan Heath, best-selling authors. Prepare to be wrong. Now, as you're going to see, this pertains directly to today's post. So with that, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. Sucky Things by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Plants are disposable, right? Like, they last for a little bit, then die, and then you buy new ones to replace them. Am I doing this right? Well, yes and no. See, I'm doing it and killing them and learning and starting over again and not giving up. So no, plants are not technically disposable, but whilst on my journey towards shedding my black thumb status, I'd say this is a definite win. So yes, I am doing it right, because I'm doing it in the first place. My dad was always a fabulous gardener. From herbs and fruit plants to roses and cacti, his garden was something I admired, from afar. I've never been a green thumb. Case in point, I kill succulents. Succulents! They're the most low-maintenance plants in the universe, and I've somehow managed to kill every single one I've ever owned, until now. Even though I've failed in a sense, I refuse to give up. I talked to more desert plant experts like Dustin, the hilarious Vietnamese guy that has owned and operated Venice plants for the past 21 years. I buy books, I study succulent and cacti blogs, I get in the dirt and plant and replant and try again until I get it right. I'm failing sometimes, yes, but I'm learning as I do so. 2 months ago, I would have told you I was a terrible gardener, and now I'd say I'm a fabulous work in progress. About the time that I decided to journey from black thumb to shades of gray, I also made a conscious effort to start focusing on endeavors in which I normally suck. Gardening, running, barbell snatches, biting my tongue, aka not processing my response, double unders, apologizing, just to name a few. You might ask, why would anyone want to spend time focusing on what they're bad at? But the thing is, I actually want to be able to do these things with more enthusiasm and authenticity. I don't want to be the kind of person who says, oh well, I kill all my plants, when I'm also the kind of person who wants a home filled with plants. I could either keep sucking and avoiding the suckiness, or I could muster the courage and wherewithal to face them head on. So what did I choose? Well, let's just say I've spent a hell of a lot of time in discomfort zone. But, while many of my succulents did in fact meet their doom, I actually zeroed in on why and learned some valuable gardening lessons. Thanks, Dustin. I also learned how to propagate a succulent, a process in which you trim part of a plant, let the stem callus over, and replant it in the hopes that it will take root. And you know what? Some of my plants did take root. When I pulled them out to repot them in various succulent gardens, I was so excited and proud. I lost some, but I won some too, and ended up with these lovely gardens. But only because I tried in the first place. Only because I wasn't afraid to fail. And because I faced my suckiness head on, I ran a sub 8-minute mile this week, which is the fastest I've run one since I was in the Air Force and 20 pounds lighter. Because I stopped actively avoiding barbell snatches, I've gone from shaky and unconfident to plus 20 pounds in the past 2 months. Once I stopped saying, I can't do double unders, I was able to knock out a few, then a few more. Not too long ago, while at CrossFit, I banged out 50 unbroken double unders. As far as biting my tongue and apologizing go, well, you'll have to ask my significant other about that, although I'm sure I've made some progress. The point is, I got better. And more than that, I stopped running. I used to be the kind of person who was afraid to fail or look stupid. The idea of being bad at something made me feel embarrassed, but now I find myself embracing the discomfort zone and all the growth that happens within it. It's in our nature to avoid the things we really suck at, to run and hide and only show our good side. Why the hell wouldn't we? I mean, who wants to expose their weakness? A few months ago, I would have said, not me. I would have continued to avoid the sucky things, and as a result, missed out on an extraordinary sense of accomplishment. All of these sucky endeavors can be intimidating and downright frightening, but they're also where the magic happens. It's where we grow and evolve, and where we discover the fullness of our being. You just listened to the post titled Sucky Things by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, I don't know about you all, but when I got to reading the part of the post where Neghar mentioned how she did 50 double unders without stopping, I wanted to kind of stop and applaud. This post to me was so inspirational, and it really hit home. When I'm at the gym, I'm always thinking about, you know what? I'm a personal trainer. People might be looking at me for proper form and all this. I should look the best at every single thing I do. But I found that that was limiting. I realized it's okay to mess up. It's okay to be wrong. And that was so much more freeing. Now, once again, you can be entered to win a book with us every single month on the first of the month, but only if you're part of our weekly newsletter. To sign up, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. Or you can text the word Batman to the number 44222 for a faster way to join. And that's it for now. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. Remember that tomorrow is a special Q&A show where I answer your questions right here, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.